Did we do Audacity already?
Yes.
It is running.
Okay. I will be more mindful then as we continue. I listened to not this most recent show, but maybe it was this most recent show. I got some time at work to listen to the show, and I had forgotten that we had started Audacity, and I was still talking to you guys as we do. And the whole first part of the show was just Ray bleeping out everything I say.
there was one bleep.
This is wild obscenities. I was like, man.
Ah, you are a jerk.
I'm filthy when I think no one's listening.
That's what we hired a new person in our department, and I was sitting in the office, and like after like the seventh time I, you know, said F-bomb, I looked at her and I'm like, all right, in case you haven't realized this, I curse a lot here in the office. She's like, yeah, I got that. I went, okay.
She didn't say it was okay. She just said she got that.
She said, oh, you're my new boss. Great.
No, she doesn't work for me.
Okay.
All right, we're late. Am I opening this?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Open the doors. Start the game already.
Kabam, save the changes.
Flint's Arcade for the win. Greetings, program. So I'm curious, Flint's Arcade, do you watch the what started as a really good show and then turned into a really awful show once upon a time? They had one scene this last season where they were at Flint's Arcade.
Oh, this is their final season, yes?
It is finally over.
I saw that it was ending.
Oh, boy, this season's been real, real bad. Mm. Real, real bad.
Courageous of you to keep plugging along.
I had to finish it out.
Yeah, I figure once you were that committed.
But man, grown-up Henry and his ugly wife, woo!
Hmm. Does that mean she's ugly, or does that mean she has short hair?
No, she ugly.
Okay.
No, because Snow White is smoking hot, and she has short hair.
All right, you have a real... You take a real firm stance about that. I'm glad that you've gotten flexible in your old age.
Well, you know, Jennifer Goodwin, she just always wins, because, man, that's a good-looking woman. I'll see if I can find a picture of the current person, but she is not good-looking. She's supposed to be Cinderella.
Oh, my.
No, that's not her. Did they do Cinderella more than once? Wasn't she Cinderella? Isn't Cinderella that has the glass slipper?
Is that the correct picture?
No.
Okay.
She's a woman who's... I can't tell her ethnicity if she's what she is. I think she's Mexican.
Maybe you're confusing her with a different...
How do I copy this image?
I don't know. Ask Ray.
How do you... What do what?
Trying to figure out how to copy a thing.
I don't have any idea where...
There, that her.
What's wrong with her?
She is not good looking.
Pish. She's not, and or posh.
No, man. Jennifer Goodwin is smoking hot. That chick, not so much.
Huh. Look at that picture of Jennifer Goodwin. It's not even...
Why is she in a bird's nest?
I don't know. Look at her. Like, her head. Look at her head. She looks like the man in the moon.
Her neck looks really long.
It does.
They photoshopped her face onto somebody else.
They clearly did.
All I know is that they needed more and more scenes of her on Big Love, because every time she was half-dressed on Big Love, it was glorious.
It never happened. It was always Bill Paxton's butt.
It usually was Bill Paxton's butt. But once in a while, there was some Jennifer Goodwin.
All right.
Yes, I used Bing. It gives me rewards.
It has to give you cash rewards, because it's that bad. It's the only way it can get users.
Oh, yeah, Little Red Riding Hood. That was good stuff.
All right. Turn your mic down little more.
A little more, he says. Un poco, turn the mic
up. Un poco más.
I did.
I don't think that is correct, but the words are right.
I turned it like another quarter inch.
Okay. I just don't want you blowing out, you know, your...
Right. Test it by starting the show.
Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 142nd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am Craig. With me, we got Ray, we got Ian. Hello!
Hello.
What?
Oh, it's still a hot mic? Mother effer.
Well, you did like scream all right or something.
Oh, come on. I'm going to turn this slider down. Is that worse? Hello! Hello!
Okay, now you're not overcharging the mic.
Dolores!
Yeah, it's still a little bit.
Yeah.
I hate you guys. I'm moving on.
Okay.
All right. This is the week of May 23rd through the 30th of 2018's happy early holiday, whatever Sunday is. Memorial Day? Is that a thing?
That seems likely.
I don't know. I'm going to refer to it as looking forward to pool and rum and coke weekend. That's what I'm...
Yeah, it's Memorial Day.
I'm going to go with looking forward to pool and rum and cokes.
You should be. That's the same. That is the same formula we apply every year.
I bought a big bag of limes, so I'm totally, you know, totally ready.
We show up, eat some burgers, drink all your rum. We start feeling trapped at home, so we try to go to the Bullsburg Fireman's Carnival.
Oh, it was so hot.
It's way too crowded and hot, so we're disappointed and we leave.
Yeah.
And went back to pool and rum.
Yeah. I didn't buy any, we don't have any coke, though, so.
Well, I feel like you have grocery stores and other options to remedy that.
Yeah.
We'll bring some when I get there.
All right. Your Deadpool dailies for the week. Today, Wednesday, is a Red Cap and Hanky Punks. Thursday, Green Sentry. Friday, Green Punishers. Saturday, Purple Blade. Sunday, Red Patch. Monday, Black Torch. Tuesday, Red Colossus. And Wednesday is Yellow Cyclops. There you go.
Okay, so I have to ask. You said it last week, yeah. And I don't get it.
It's just a joke.
Hinky Punks?
Right.
I know it's a Harry Potter thing,
yep.
Right?
Because that's what you fight are Red Caps and Hinky Punks.
I don't know.
Okay, are Red Caps goblins?
They are.
Okay. I still don't know what a hinky punk is, but...
It's right. A thing that has, like, a smoke as a leg, and it tries to lure you to your death or something like that. There you go. There's a picture for you from UNC Samurai, because he is the quickest draw in the world on Google.
No. Grinch got it a split second sooner. Scroll up.
Okay, I see. All right. Sorry, Grinch. Just my screen filled once, and Samurai was what I saw. Yeah, see, it's a smoke creature. Lures you in the swamp.
Okay. Never heard of it. But
neither did I. I heard him say that, and I was like, "Oh, he's got another nickname for another character." I'm
no,
out.
No, it's just this little Harry Potter for you.
Grinch McFastest Googler.
Yeah, that was good times. Oh, I could totally play magical creatures and where to find them for 500. I'd be good at that. All right, on your 5-day 4-star Kadash, Ozzy Titans. Last we spoke, Blade was still running. Did everybody get that guy?
Yes. Medusa was defeated.
Yeah, absolutely. Blade had no problem.
He is a very effective 4-star.
Oh,
yeah, he is.
Yeah, exactly. I would never expect him to be quite so efficient, but he is.
Yeah, I don't know. I already forgot him. Guy.
Now, sword. On the flip side of that, on his own against Gamorpha, man, I don't know. Maybe I'm just not getting my red fast enough, but Power Man 5000 is terrible.
Yeah, red is
his yellow does nothing. Red. His black does nothing, and eventually, hit 13 AP later. After we're racing for red, you know, I might get the puncher.
Huh.
So far bad.
Interesting.
Yeah, I just saved up red and denied blue, and off I went.
Okay. Yeah, I tried to deny blue. That didn't work. I tried to deny anything. She fired every power at least once. She stunned me 3 times at a minimum, and I still came out of it on top. Like, yeah. I still was like, oh, I've got this red, though. Bam.
Yeah. Like, once she got the fiddle faddle, it was all done.
Yeah, I guess I'm not making enough time for fiddle faddle, or too much time.
You need a whole lot of fiddle faddle.
I'm trying to remember exactly where you had him at, but... I think he can do it because really, mine went poorly and I still pulled it out. Granted, yeah. Mine's champed, but give it another go.
I will. I have not given up yet.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up number next on the 28th is Mr. Lava Lava.
Mr. Lava Lava. Lava.
What?
Fantastic.
Oh. Bombastic.
I was like, I didn't make that leap for some reason. I was like, there's a character called Mr. Bombastic? What is going on with these wacky nicknames Craig has he's not telling me about?
So, yeah, I don't know. Fantastic. There he goes. Look at him do his thing. He'll stun some people.
For sure. I don't got to deny purple, I guess.
Does he fight...
Did you not look at the infographic? It was my favorite portion of the infographic this week.
I did not because my Discord wasn't working, so I was rebooting and doing all kind of stuff, and I don't have the infographic.
It was the fantastic Mr. Fox battling... Zim shouting doom.
I don't know.
Did I tell
I
you
know
guys
what any of those words mean?
Oh, once upon a time, Wes Anderson made a movie called The Fantastic Mr. Fox. It's a stop motion animation, voiced by all his usual crew, like George Clooney and Owen Wilson and those fellers. It's good for what it is. And then there was a show by Jonan Vasquez that was on Nickelodeon for a while called Invader Zim. The main character's name was Zim, and he threatened people with doom a lot. This year at Altoona Comic Con, those are the main guests are all the people who did the voice work on the cartoon Invader Zim.
Ah.
I don't know if that helps you at all, but if you'd like to research that, both one was a solid movie and the other one was a great cartoon.
I got a flyer for that today in the mail.
Yes.
And it told me that somebody from Animaniacs was going to be there, and that made me excited.
Yes.
I believe it.
I like that show. It was one of my favorites.
I did too. When is that? Do you want to go?
I do want to go, and I don't know what it is because I took the flyer upstairs.
Okay, well.
We can look at that this weekend.
We'll commiserate this weekend. Also, let's book some rooms for pinball.
Yeah, we got to get the Pinburg event shored up.
Yeah, let's make that happen. So anyway, I probably won't win the Mr. Fantastic fight, but I'm sure you guys will.
All right. Storyland, we got Venom Bombs going on. 17,000 for three Squirrel Girls, 33.5 for Falcon America, 75,000 for the CP, top 50 folks get Rogue, and 51-400 is T'Challa. Over in Meat Rocket and Groot, that'll be next. 12,500 for three of those Panthers, 23.5 for Green Rogue, 52,000 for the 30 CP, top 50 folks get Marika, and 51-400 will be Battery. So America covers, that'll probably be a hard event to win because everybody needs those America covers.
Yeah, and you got to get in the top 50. So
yeah, she good.
Good luck.
She's so good.
She is.
PvP land, you got Wanda doing her thing and Redshift. 800 to get you a blue switch. 900 is a blue Fury. 1,200 for the CP. Top 10 is Nico. And 11-50 is Doc Ock. And this is Ray's five-day countdown to finish out the reality season.
I don't want you to stop doing that. I appreciate it greatly, but I did finish it 2 days ago.
Okay. Just want to let you know.
I appreciate that.
The one time I didn't tell reminder? you like almost right. Didn't finish.
Yeah. That Sunday was a nightmare. But no, I finished it. It turns out so I have a new offensive team in PvP. Mm. It includes the 5-star Thor because he's ridiculous. America.
Yeah.
And Valkyrie.
Yeah, see, I don't have a Valkyrie to try. So.
Right, I just got her, and oh, she is so powerful with those two. She just charges up Thor's green so fast, it's devastating. Now, they're awful on defense because it's 2 4-stars, and the computer doesn't know how to play them. So you got to play them and then switch over and do a 5-star team that can defend itself, but I've been having fun with it.
Hmm. Yeah, I need sadly, because it's me, because I don't, you know, but I'm getting bored with Medusa and Carnage, and insert third player there.
Sure.
So I need to do Nico. Something else. I've been playing Lockjaw.
Lockjaw's good. He's my second favorite with that team. I love Nico. Nico makes those tiles so powerful.
Yeah. All right. I think that's it. Ian, tell me about some pie.
Ooh, snap. I wasn't really as ready as I should be, but I am now. Because it's a delicious pie, and it's it's not from the Cornwall region of England, so it doesn't involve fish or anything else horrifying. It was our very first pie request, brought to you, as always, by this pie, hero of the segment and the show. So, this is a chocolate pecan pie, and I mean, it's as straightforward as it sounds. It's a pecan pie that you've added some chocolate to, but I don't know. I feel like it helps tie it together. I like, you know, you can use different kinds of, if you want to change it up a little bit, you can use dark chocolate instead of a milk chocolate. And
sounds good.
You're going to get an equally delicious result. It's another simple pie to make because you're just going to mix the pecans and the chocolate chips together in one bowl. You're going to mix the eggs, sugar, salt, and margarine in another bowl. You're going to pour that into the pie shell and bake it for an hour. I would recommend using a darker chocolate because of the baking process. It will hold together better, and the pecan pie, the natural sweetness of the pecans is already there, so you don't want the milk chocolate to be overly sweet. So maybe like a 70 or 80% chocolate.
There you go.
Cacao. And then again, there's not too many twists. It's a delicious pie. Maybe a little whipped cream on top to cut through the richness of the chocolate and the pecans, or pecans, or pecans. I don't know what the preferred pronunciation is.
I'm from Pennsylvania.
We'll go to Craig.
They're pecans.
Okay. I always thought so. I've been told otherwise.
Those people are wrong.
Okay. I figured you would have a very divisive opinion about it, and I'd just stick with whatever you said.
I like that philosophy. Just go with whatever randomness is in my head. I like it.
Yeah, that's it. That's our first ever pie request. I don't know if that's a thing, but we decided to honor it anyway. So if you have a pie request, don't let us know. Or do. I'm pretty flexible. I do love me some pie or pie-related desserts. We'll give us enough notice and we can work it into the segment.
I'm gonna make some brownies for this weekend.
Dope. I will help you eat them.
Okay.
I mean, we're on the air, but now that we've breached it, is there something that I could bring that would be helpful? Should a side dish or...
I don't know. We need some Coke. I've got plenty of burgers in the freezer, but I have no burger buns. So if you'd like burger buns,
yeah,
or hot dog buns, okay, those would be nice to have.
That sounds nice. Would you be interested in learning how to play King of Tokyo?
Does it involve less than 5 minutes of reading directions?
I already know what I'm doing.
Okay.
So I will do my best to impart that knowledge onto you.
Okay, then bring it along.
Okay. So anyway, that's chocolate pecan pie, brought to you as always by show hero and segment savior, this pie.
This pie. All right. News. Let's hit the news. There's a new support out called the Royal Talon Fighter. Came into the game yesterday? Let's go with yesterday. I don't even know what it does, though.
It's a vibranium aircraft? I thought there was a limited amount of vibranium.
Nope, I saw that movie. The undergrounds are nonstop vibranium. It's billions of tons of vibranium. Somehow it's the densest material in the world, but when it crashed into Earth, it didn't kill everyone. It just made itself a nice hole in the ground in Africa. I don't know
either.
Okay. So if anyone got a... I suppose I can look in the game to see what it does, right? Because I don't know what it does.
I thought I thought Brigby posted about this.
Did he?
Oh, there's a whole bunch of information on the vault.
Yeah, I got like lots of vault pages. Information, but I don't know exactly what the card itself does.
Huh, interesting. Neither do I.
Because I think you can click on them now, right, and see what they do.
Yep.
I'll tell you, Craig.
All right,
brace yourself. Rank one at the start of the turn. There's a 15% chance to create a strength 168 strike tile. Rank two. When the supported character makes a team-up match, there is a 40% chance to gain 2 extra team-up AP.
Yeah,
ooh, rank
that's nice.
3. Yeah, when the supported character fires a power, there's a 20% chance to deal 1,932 damage to the enemy team.
Wow.
It's outrageous, comparatively to other supports that I have in my mind. 4 is the supported character's base yellow match damage is increased by 16%. Rank 5, supported character's max health is increased by 21%.
Well, that's a substantial number.
If you put it on Okoye, her powers cost 1 less AP for every 5 team-up AP that she has. Max reduction of 2.
All right, wow. So your powers are 2 cheaper.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I would say yes.
That's a very good support right there. I like it.
Oh, no, what's happening? Okay.
Okay. All right, so there's
having some issues.
All right.
That was... courtesy of Ice9. Thank you very much.
Ah, there's a Talon Fighter store to go with that. Has all the contents of the normal support store, plus Vibranium Ore, the Dora Milaje, Shuri's Lab, Kimoyo Beads, Ancestral Plane, and the Royal Talon Fighter. The Talon Fighter is available at 4 times odds. The odds to get a rank 5 support in the Master Pack is 1 in 27. That's Vault starts today. There's 128 in Vault with 1 Royal Talon Master, 5 Royal Talon Advanced, 9 Royal Talon Beginner Tokens, with some 4 stars, a bunch of 3 stars, red ISO, and good old normal ISO, and 99.9% 2 stars.
If your name is Craig, at least.
I think it's higher than 99.9% 2 stars if your name is me. It seems to be exactly 100% 2 stars. There's a new Heroes for Hire offer, the Nick Fury Heroes for Hire offer, available to all players for 4,800 hero points, contains 1,500 red ISO, 2 Royal Talon Advanced Tokens, 3 Royal Talon Beginner Tokens, and a yellow cover for Nick Fury. Also is a Hulkbuster Heroes for Hire for 250 command points, 5,000 red ISO, 1 Royal Talon Master, 3 Royal Talon Advanced, and a blue Hulkbuster. So if that does not satiate all of your purchasing needs, there's a brand new shield clearance level bundle. So this is available once you reach shield rank 65 or higher. It is $39.99, or convert to some archaic system of money that I don't understand because I'm American and I only understand our money. You know, it's like, you know, measuring things. I only understand American. You get 64,000 ISO, 5,400 hero points, 15 command points, 1,400 red ISO, 2 latest legends tokens, an advanced support token, 6 heroic tokens, 6 Medusa covers, and 6 Carnage covers. It's a lot of stuff.
That is crazy. 6 Medusa covers. Do you know how close that'll get you to your next Black Bolt cover?
Did we lose Ian?
Pretty close.
Is he dead?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
I was worried about you.
There was reason to be, but
okay.
I think everything's okay.
Are you all right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Concerned.
As you know, I shoot the show from my workspace, and we have a lot of, not a lot, but we have about a dozen or so different servers doing different things here in the office. And man, some of the fans just kicked on to like turbo speed, and I was like, ah, crap, something's gonna explode, and nothing exploded.
Good.
Usually that's a reboot. When fans go to full.
It could be.
All right. And release 153, they have made something to make Ian the happiest of all happies.
Whoa.
Are you sitting down, Ian?
I will be. All right, I'm braced.
Okay.
And seated.
When a character cover in the rewards queue expires, you now will automatically get that ISO 8.
That's dope. Thanks so much. That's just...
Man, that's nice to get that going.
Yeah, that seems really kind of them. I appreciate that.
So, that's the big feature. That made me super happy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Unknown supports.
What a quality of life improvement.
I agree. Unknown supports now show the perks at the maximum rarity and level. Supports equipped to powered up characters display the correct stats when viewed. Rarity stars and player reward screen are now correctly displayed. The supports tutorial no longer ends without being able to progress. If the target character in the support tutorial already has a support equipped. And just for Ian, again, a Steam fix.
Word.
The revive button is now easier to click. Was it hard to click?
Nice. I wouldn't know. I'm sorry.
All right.
That's what I was expecting.
He's like, I've never revived anyone ever. I just quit playing when they die. Ah, there you go, Samurai. That's the correct version of Turbo American Gladiators.
He really is.
And I just love that show.
Especially the game of Assault.
Yeah.
That was the best part of the whole show.
It was. Assault was great. Character changes. In cases where Gwenpool does something with her something, and I don't know, Gwenpool does something. If you fire exploits, and God, why would you? If it gives the player AP after firing, the amount has been reduced to 2 AP at all level. This is to eliminate undesirable behavior when reducing the cost of the power. I don't know. I didn't know exploits could give you AP, because it's got that big spreadsheet, and I can't read that. I ain't got time for that. She's too
I actually
hard.
Wasn't aware of that either. I always go for damage, like damage and you know, targeted tile destruction. That's all I usually go for. So
yeah,
Ice Nine did state that the revive button, the target area, was not placed correctly, so it was difficult to actually click on. Now it's where it should be. So
very good.
Yeah.
And the other change is that the Magia Dawn now behaves like other non-player characters. I'm good. Power Banner is no longer displayed in the mission description, and the character cannot be targeted by Cloak and Dagger Classic's power, The Darkness Hungers. I didn't know you could target him with The Darkness Hungers.
Yeah. Fixed it before I knew there was a problem.
So there you go. That are the 153 changes. Again, thank you for having the auto sell. That makes my life much happier. Now I can just ignore things dying on the vine.
But we have that whole segment. You can't ignore it.
Well, I can ignore it, you know, when the day comes. I can just, you know.
Right. Now we can, you can go ahead and, like, let it linger dangerously long.
Right.
Yeah. You don't have to be on the show and be like, well, I only have a day left. I might as well do it. No!
But do I have to let it linger? Do I have to? Do I have to let it linger? you got me wrapped around your finger.
That's a good jam.
Local news. What do we got besides we're going to drink some rum and get in a swimming pool this weekend?
I don't think we need anything more than that.
All right.
We've gotten deep into the local news.
Oh, no.
Centered around your home. What's that?
Alpha Team just posted that Auntie Anne's at the mall is going to close. What will the senior citizens eat when they're at the mall?
Walking in circles?
Well, the Parks and Rec folks moved the... We're not allowed to call it the senior center anymore. We now have to call it the adult active center.
Okay.
So we now put that at the mall, and the only thing by it was Auntie Anne's and GameStop. Because Sears and everything at that end of the mall all closed.
Right.
So now what are they going to do? Go to GameStop?
I don't think Orange Julius is still there. I think
no, that's
DQ
a Dairy Queen
bought
now.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, DQ bought out Orange Julius, and they've merged.
Oh, and there's other news from Alpha Team that...
I saw that, and it's too sad to read.
The sadness that is Christian Hackenberg got traded to my second
a
favorite team.
A conditional seventh-round pick?
The condition being, does he have a pulse when he shows up?
That was a short end to a short career.
Oh, man, he was terrible.
There was one piece of local news from Parodiac this week, but he actually already brought it up, but it's official. Hervig's is closing this week.
Oh, it's this week?
Oh, right.
The Austrian Bistro.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were cooking up all the world's, what do you call it? What's that stuff you put on
schnitzel?
Hot dogs? Sauerkraut.
Ketchup?
Oh.
Oh.
Because, so I walked out of the comic book store today, we're coming back the alleyway, all I could smell downtown was sauerkraut. And I'm like, where's the sauerkraut smell coming from?
But they probably took all their leftover sauerkraut and put it in a dumpster.
It very well could have. Very well could have. But yeah, big smell of sauerkraut my way back with my two comic books. So.
Yeah, that sounds okay.
Yeah. Love the smell of sauerkraut. I love the taste of it on a hot dog. Can't stand the texture.
Really?
Oh, it like slides between your teeth, and it's like, don't like it. Now, if you want to cook the hot dog in the sauerkraut, I will take the hot dog out and then eat it. That's delicious.
Yep.
I like the taste. Don't like the texture.
Gotcha.
I don't agree, but I understand.
I have a lot of food texture problems.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. All right, some local news this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar. Doc Ken makes a smut film. What you got, Ian?
Oh, my goodness. So let me tell you a little bit about everybody's favorite Dream Warrior, Dokken, Dakin, or Daken.
The Dream Warrior.
The Dream Warrior. Everybody's favorite Wolverine kid.
He ain't got a dream no more.
Right. So purple, black, and blue. His purple is a passive that when you make green matches, he puts red strike tiles on the board. They are strength 59 red strike tiles. His black is also a passive. He recovers 3% of his health every turn. Unless there are fewer than 9 blue tiles, then he loses 3% of his health. So he's either healing 326, or he's losing 195.
Now, that has to change as it goes up in level, right? Because when the computer uses him, it seems like if I have, I don't know, 2 blue tiles on the board, they're still healing. Like, I swear to God, you have to get rid of every possible blue tile on the board.
Really?
Yeah, he never loses life.
I've had him commit suicide on me. Like, I've taken the blue off the board, and it just kills him.
The healing goes up, and the heat goes down. So it drops from 9 blue tiles to 7 blue tiles to 6 blue tiles. So at level 5, it's 6 blue tiles, and you're gaining 5% of your health every turn.
All right.
So, yeah, 6 is a pretty low number of blue tiles, so that might be what you are experiencing.
Yeah, it seems like it's just always with the healing.
His blue costs a humble 5.
Yeah.
He turns 2 of those strike tiles into basic green tiles and does 682 damage plus an additional 494 damage per strike tile consumed up to 4. That's a hearty amount of damage when you're a 2-star.
Yep.
Yeah.
For 5?
And it's that very power as to why I have left the animations turned off. Because I hate seeing it 600 times a day.
Oh, because it's so affordable?
Yeah, because the computer fires it nonstop.
Hmm. I'm going to let that pass. I know how easily frustrated you are.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to follow that up with you're really missing out by keeping the animations off.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm just not saturated enough by it because I play so sparingly.
Hmm.
So the chemical reaction, at some point a while back, it was changed. So when you used to do the chemical reaction, it would take strike tiles that were on the board and do extra damage, yes. And that's fine. When it changed, you would hit it, or more likely the computer uses it. It does damage. It then puts strike tiles on the board, and then it takes strike tiles off the board to do more damage.
What?
So if there are no strike tiles on the board, he creates them and then uses them to do more damage.
I was not aware of that change or that bug. I remember when it was bugged, and it would do the base damage, 10 minutes would elapse, and then it would do the bonus damage. But I am wholly unfamiliar with him generating. Like, he can use his, you know, obviously he's got a built-in power that puts strike tiles on the board so that he can more effectively fire chemical reaction, but I was unaware of chemical reaction producing strike tiles.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it does.
I'm skeptical about your claim, but I'm willing to give you the benefit of the doubt because often I am wrong, especially when it has to do with Marvel Puzzle Quest.
I'm trying to reading the power, I'm trying to figure out how it's happening because I've seen this happen repeatedly where there's these strike tiles appear and then disappear.
Okay, here's what's happening, Ray. So you're converting the blue tiles to green. That's creating a green match, and it's putting out strike tiles
yes.
because you've made a green match.
That is correct. That is probably yes. what
it
is.
It is not generating on its own, but there are certain scenarios where it could create a green match to produce strike tiles to replace the ones you're consuming.
That is correct. Whatever the change I'm thinking of is that it actually, I think it used to consume those strike tiles immediately. And now those green tiles, if they make a match, the strike tiles come on board before it looks for them.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Is that you know what I mean? Why there's a time lapse in between the
yeah.
base damage and the bonus damage?
Yeah, yeah, I think it's just a timing issue.
I think it definitely does more damage than it used to because of those changes.
Yeah, it's an effective power for five. He is definitely my second favorite Dark Avenger, which is not a hard title to hold, but
it's too hot to handle, it's too cold to hold.
But that's what's always sunny in Xandar. Thanks, Dakin.
Dakin.
Dream Warrior. All right, hey, Willie, what's in the mail?
Hey, there was a whole bunch of mail because our podcast actually got posted in a reasonable amount of time.
Yay!
Hooray! It should this week as well, so I'm told. They actually responded and said that they fixed the problem, so we'll see tomorrow. But they also said that if I'm not able to post it, that they asked me when I would be ready and they were going to have somebody waiting on me to post it on time. So there you go.
That service.
And no, Donkey Teeth 140 should be on there now. Let me know if you can't find it. So in the mailbag, FHQ 1977 said that it took Okoye out this week. And he said he wasn't impressed, but then he posted a video, and this wasn't him, but it was somebody else, using Okoye with Sentry, and apparently this is totally OP at the moment. Oh. So she boosts damage from countdown tiles.
Uh-huh.
When Sentry's countdown tiles go off, what is his world rupture, I think it is?
Yeah.
It did 40,000 some points of damage to everybody on the enemy team. So I need to look at what her powers are again and how this happened, because it just made Sentry a monster. I will post that YouTube link. Well, if you want to check it out, it's on the Reddit, Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. But it's pretty interesting. So bringing back relevance to Sentry. So there you go. He also said he had some fun running Squirrel Girl and Hood with Okoye in PvP. Squirrel Girl's tile destruction was doing between like 15 and 30,000 points of damage each turn.
For the squirrels?
Yeah. Again, it's damage from a countdown tile, which with her is amazing.
All right.
D-Wing. Craig is not going to be happy until everyone hates the pie segment as much as Joe does. Where do you find all of these pies?
Where does he find these wonderful toys?
Having said that, the idea of a knockdown drag-out fight based on the seventh fish option was hilarious in his head, so. And getting Storm below 50% takes like four matches. As good as her powers can be, she is the squishiest of the squishy.
Yeah, she is pretty squishy.
Yeah. Grinch Mick Scrooge, who I know is listening, said that there must be an online list of the world's worst pies somewhere that Craig uses.
It's the internet. There's the world's worst list of everything.
And Skippy KGT also commented saying that the pie, last week's pie, was a crime against humanity.
Man.
Yeah.
No love for fish Not pie.
Not well received. It had fish heads sticking out of it. What did you expect?
You know.
Joe said that he is certain that we are the only ones, schlubs or otherwise, doing an MPQ podcast.
That's probably true.
And I don't know why this he asked this question, but does Ian know that the new Deadpool movie came out this week?
I believe it.
It did.
I'd like to see Infinity War first. I'll get there.
See Infinity
War
first. And
by I'll get there, I mean it'll be on DVD soon.
I saw Deadpool. It was good. It was Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
That end of list. I don't really have anything more to say. There are so many references in it. It's Deadpool. It's the second one.
It's more of the first.
Yeah, exactly.
This time with extra Josh Brolin.
Joe also said Craig's storm power was the highlight of the show. I'm a little disappointed at that, but okay.
What was the storm? What did I say?
I don't know. You were, apart from quoting Storm, I don't remember anything.
Oh,
okay. He did also say that your quote, rub is an enhancer, end quote, is a great out of context quote. And he said that he's been giving a level a day to all of his unchamped, undercovered 5-stars so he's not completely ISO-starved. A level a day. Wow. That's going to get expensive. And he said that he got hot for a minute at the fact that I got a fully covered Valkyrie because his is 255. And I don't blame you because Valkyrie, man, that power, that her bounty hunter, it's amazing. It's really good.
I got mine up to a 241.
It's not. Yeah, you're like halfway there. You're over halfway there. Baron Diak.
No.
Swear bleeps in the first few moments of the show were fantastic. And he also said Diablo 4 should just be Diablo 2 with updated graphics.
I would buy that game.
Yes. So would I.
And I would play it a lot. Oh, man, if I could bring back my Magic Arrow Amazon.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the Magic Arrow Amazon.
I know.
She was so awesome.
She wasn't that good, but
she was awesome.
You used a level 1 power at maximum level.
Yeah. Well, that one, Charged Bolt Girl, was amazing for the same reason. You put 20 points into Charged Bolt and just flooded the screen with lightning.
That was actually an excellent build.
Yeah, that build was great.
Brondiak also said, D&D, Mordenkainen's Tome of Foes, pass, I can't support 5th edition. I don't understand that comment.
No, I like 5th edition.
Yeah, 5th edition, like, re-inspired me. I was getting really tired of 4th edition. 5th edition really brought me back into it. So I don't understand that comment, but meh. I'm curious what is off-putting. Jeff Cascadian said that he can no longer think of Blade as the forgotten 4-star because there are so many 4-stars that he's forgotten about. He says he has nearly all of them, but there are too many and I've forgotten several. He said it was also disappointing to have 4-star Sam Wilson as the Galactus reward. It'd been nice to have somebody worth playing. Wow. And in Oregon, apparently they're crawdads.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, good to know. I find the disparity across the country interesting. He also said that he doesn't use two-star Storms green because he's always using Thor, which, all right, that makes sense. And finally, he said, Craig's, your Storm impersonation was not that far off.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I remember that cartoon. Her voice was terrible.
I summon the full power of the Storm!
She was always a little over the top.
A little?
A little, you know.
Oh, man.
And that is all that is in the mailbag. Hey, thanks for all the comments, guys. Appreciate it. And thanks, Lumpy.
Storm, mistress of the elements, commands you to release that child. Lighten up on this beach, sugar.
Nature, fill my glass of water! Everything she said was like this profound announcement. Like, Wolverine had that Australian accent. For no good reason.
I like that there's a big surge in the mailbag when people can actually listen to the show.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Willie. Let's move on. Once again, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to
pump
you up.
You up.
Brought to you by Mystify.
That's the key. Mystify. That's the key, because I used to just try to, guess when the clap would occur. And saying it along with you gives me much better timing.
Okay. All right. Read me the graphic, Ian.
I will. I will. Some of it I will give you verbatim, because Samurai's bit about Falcon America cracked me up. But I will sum up the rest. But first, let me tell you about the 3 stars that are boosted this week. Beast is boosted. He's okay. His green AoE is okay, because it's got some board shake as well. And his yellow does a good amount of heal. I don't use it enough. Colossus, that guy's a legend. An absolute legend in all forms.
If you want someone to break the game, that's your guy.
You want someone to break Marvel Puzzle Quest, he's there. You want someone to make a cameo / best supporting actor in a lead role male in the Deadpool movies, he's there. If you want someone to hold the screen while you fight all the bad guys in the 6-player X-Men game, he's there.
And now getting married.
Did he?
Him and Kitty Pryde are getting married.
No way! They good for them!
Totally are.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as they don't stick with this, if two mutants have a baby, their baby is the most powerful creature in the universe!
That's usually what happens.
Good for them. I'm happy for both those characters. Poor 3-star Gambit. All he does is look wistfully at 5-star Gambit and wish he could do more. Luke Cage, he's super dope.
Mm-hmm.
You can punch people in 2 different ways and absorb some damage. That's really all I need out of a character.
Yep, he punches and he punches some more.
Mystique used to be able to break the game when teamed up with 2-star Magneto. Now, she just limps along until she can fire off a mediocre overpriced nuke.
Man, I remember back in the day, though, that those Uzis would come out and it was just devastating.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah. But let me tell you what little bit I know about this hodgepodge of elder statesmen that are boosted this week. The newest of the bunch looks to be Agent Venom.
Was he after Spider-Woman?
Yeah.
All right.
I think so. I am comfortable saying that it's Sue, then Kingpin, then maybe Falcon America, Spider-Woman, and Agent Venom as far as their releases from oldest to newest. He's got a pretty good amount of damage in his black ability. That'll get a good boost. People seem to enjoy him. I know he used to be frustrating because you had to maintain a certain AP level. Otherwise, bad things would happen, but apparently they're not that bad. The reworked Sue Storm, her green is awesome. Does a bunch of damage, and she can go invisible and drag out a head-to-head fight for a really long time.
Bubbles.
Kingpin. I always want him to be good, but I think I'm wrong and he's not that good. But let me tell you, his ability to drain the enemy's AP is handy. If you have someone who utilizes countdown tiles, I bet his yellow would be handy. And his black blows up countdown tiles to deal some damage, which is okay. He's got that big pokey finger that he jabs you in the eye with. Spider-Woman. She's got an AoE stun combo, which is nice. She's got that ability where she chooses between either eating up trap tiles or laying down her own trap tiles.
Yeah, well, not just trap tiles.
Special tiles.
Specials,
she,
yeah.
She removes enemy special tiles, or she puts down trap tiles of her own.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What's her black power do?
She dodges stuff. She throws out a countdown. As long as it's out there, she dodges anything damaging.
Oh, good for her. That's fun.
It's pretty good. It's not as powerful as Elektra's, but it's still pretty big reduction.
Isn't it 100% reduction?
Don't believe so.
What, Elektra's?
Oh, it's 100% for certain above until you get to a certain threshold, I guess.
Okay.
And then
lastly, right, lastly and absolutely leastly, there's good old Falcon America.
Ugh.
And a longtime friend of the show writes, Falcon's 2 abilities cost a total of 23 AP. That cost means he's not useful until late in the game. And we all know what happens when a Falcon is up by more than 20 late in the game.
I read that and went, no, I don't know what happens. And then I realized it was a reference that I wasn't supposed to get.
You are correct, both of you. Craig was supposed to enjoy it about that much, because I enjoyed it at least that much, but out loud. And I should have just said, Falcon has two abilities that cost 23 AP. Football, 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 football. And Ray could have gone, oh, I get it.
There's a Falcons reference there. I get it.
Yep. That was
a we watched that,
timely
we watched
burn.
That Super Bowl together in Atlantic City.
No.
Yeah, wasn't that that one?
No. That was...
what was the one we watched in Atlantic City
Denver,
then?
That was Denver versus the Panthers.
Oh.
We watched that at your place because something had occurred where... And again, this was entirely my fault, and I will, if the city of Atlanta would like to blame me, I went, well, because we had, Kelly and I had to leave at halftime, and I said, sure, let's just get going. Atlanta has this wrapped up. And we drove home. And I got home to discover it was the greatest comeback in the history of football.
Yeah,
and I was sad.
That was good times.
So listen to me now and believe me later. That's your boosted characters of the week. Thanks, Mystify.
Mystify. All right, Vine time. Let's talk about some vines.
Talking about vines.
You go ahead. I will launch my game.
All right. I've got...
Stall for us, Craig.
I've got three Lokis and two Magnetos. That's what I got.
You are the worst at stalling.
I take it
what kind of Magnetos? Two-star or three-star?
Three-star.
Okay. You're restocking them, I take it? They're second...
Yeah, I don't want to make a third one.
No, I can understand.
So these ones are just... Because my Loki is at 5.52, and my Magneto is 3.52. So I keep getting red Magnetos and not green Lokis.
Sure. Understand. So I will attempt to stall and fail. I have really nothing on my vine. I have a 2-star Captain Marvel. That is all that I have sitting here. I am building ISO back up. Before I spend all of my command points. There you go. That's all I got.
Right on. Sorry, I'm only at 6%.
Wow. Okay.
I'll just throw in a non sequitur to fill time.
All right.
Because I don't see him in the chat, but hopefully he'll come by and listen to the show at some point. So if Jables MC is out there in listener land and... This is probably not you, but I was just being hopeful. I was playing some Marvel Strike Force the other day, and I saw in the global chat someone with the handle Jables talking, and I'd hoped that it was you, and if it is, you should invite me to be in your alliance. That is all. Unless your alliance has requirements of any variety, then I'm out. You should not invite me.
Hey, so Ice is on. Maybe he could answer this, because I saw someone post on one of the MPQ Facebook pages. I think it was there. Might have been Reddit. Anyway, somebody insisted that within the past, few weeks, they had done a Steam to mobile transfer, which I didn't think they were doing.
Oh, I got a fancy new phone. That could be my new life. Although I feel like I can't, I feel committed to Steam at this point. I still keep using Steam, but I don't know if I could switch over and trust my phone wholeheartedly. My Vine has an angel and two blue Captain America Steve Rogers covers on it. Because
we waited for that?
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's the situation.
3 stars?
I never have. What? No. Nope. The 3 stars I can still use. None of my 3 stars are even close to their maximum capacity. These are the joy of Captain America Steve Rogers is one of the abilities is always ungettable when you're trying to recover him.
Right.
So.
Gotcha.
It was not blue for me this time. It's probably red. Yeah. My vine was... I knew it was a dud going in. I'm sorry if I led you to believe anything different.
All right, thanks.
But anyway, thanks, this vine.
This vine. All right, let's open some tokens. Go ahead. Somebody open some.
I'm ready. I'm ready to hit a home run with this very first token. I'll just go back to an old school ear poke. Oh, it's looking good. It is a blue vibranium tech for Shuri.
Oh, okay.
Do you have her probably yet? Good for me. I probably do. I'll tell you more about her. She seems to be at a 2.02.
All right.
Moving on up.
Yeah. I'm going. Ha ha. I'm going to stroke his beard. I don't know why. Oh. That did not work. I got a 4-star.
No, it's always your downfall.
It is a 4-star Lockjaw. I always get Lockjaw.
Oh.
Lockjaw is going to be my highest 4-star here soon. He's not. I'm exaggerating. But he is up to a 2.95 now. Pretty high up there. All right, that was wah, wah.
You doing more or you one and done?
I only have one, And until I get ISO, I'm not spending command points. So.
All right, I'm going to try to poke him where I think his belly button should be under that armor.
Okay.
Brave. Yeah, I thought the beard stroke was sketchy. This is getting...
It's a 4-star. It is a Drax secret weapon. Well, that I'll never use.
Yeah, I think Grinch can recycle that same gift from Ray's opening.
Bringing Drax up to a level 275. So there we go. Thanks, this guy.
Yeah, thanks.
This guy.
Man, the 1 week and 6 months where Ray doesn't get a 5-star and he's all whiny about it. all right, I think that's all we got. Ian, what's on the podcast network nowadays?
Oh, my goodness. Well, if you would like to find out yourself, you can go to Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com, where you can find this and several other podcasts on our shared network, the Soon to Be Named Network. Puzzle Warriors 3, our homepage, has direct links to most of the shows. But if you go directly to Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com, you can look in our archives for all of our new and I believe some of our retired shows are there as well if you would like to invest some time in a classic. So yeah, if you need something for your commute or your free time, Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Our retired shows for old people where we discuss things like, you know, Vampire the Eternal Struggle and the White Wolf universe.
The what, which universe?
White Wolf.
I see you threw an L in there that time.
Shut up.
White Wolf.
Hey, I'm from the Berg. That's what I say. Yeah, I also say yens. So what do you want?
Yeah, I don't pick on you for that.
But I don't wash things. So
or
drink water.
I don't think that's a Berg thing.
No,
either.
That's a Philly thing. I'm just making fun of bad words.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, there's a lot of things I'll let slide. For some reason, I'm with Ray on this one.
Warsh?
White Wolf. No, the White Wolf.
White Wolf.
That's not... And there's some grotesque language abuse from from Western Pennsylvania I will either use or tolerate without batting an eyelash. I mean, you can tell me that your favorite color is purple, and I will be totally fine with that. But if you said White Wolf, I'm like, come on now. There's clearly an L.
American Cockney. Nice.
That's a good one. I don't know if we're quite that bad. Anything else for the good of the order?
Nay.
Did I get my Jables MC plug in there earlier?
Go once, go twice. Sold.
I'm good.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining in. Checking in this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com is our website. You can head over there and buy all your Memorial Day needs from Amazon. And, that'd be nice. Throw us some pennies.
Sure.
Or you can head over to...
I know Craig's been eyeing up that Harry Potter deck builder.
That's what I hear. Or you can head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy... You can have everyone at your Memorial Day party be drinking out of Puzzle Warriors mugs. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Just think of all the conversations you could have as you sit around, you know, in the summer drinking from those mugs. Be glorious. No? All right. Comments, suggestions, send them to us. So you're here. They're on our webpage, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, the D3 forums, assuming that you remember to update your age so that you could log in. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, that these pies are best when freshly caught. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.
Pinky Punk. What else was I thinking? Craig, I may have found a solution to our deck building dilemma.
Okay.
This, I haven't had a chance to play test it yet, but I will, and I will get back to you, unless you just want to go after it on a whim, but it's called the Harry Potter deck building game.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That could be really, really awful.
Mm-mm. I think it's fine. All deck building games are the same, dude.
Printed or it's a video game?
Yeah, printed. Printed. It comes with a little playmat. It's $40 and some odd cents on Amazon.
Hogwarts Battle?
Yep.
I don't know. Harry's taught me I only need one card.
What's that?
You win everything with Expelliarmus.
Probably. I mean, I don't think there's... it's probably not a battle, per se. I mean, I've only played a couple deck-building games in my life, but I assume the basic premise is we all start out with the exact same hands. There's a row of community cards. You use the hand to buy slightly better cards, and then you rely on card destruction and draw to get to those premium cards and beat your opponents.
I don't know. Is this cooperative?
It did say that, and that's what made me skeptical. That's why I want to play it on... Brian has it on Tabletop Simulator. He said he would teach me how to play it before I invest in something like that.
Yeah, because like one of the cards says, like, remove this card to destroy a Horcrux. Well, that sounds like we need to achieve that to win.
Wait, play this card...
Yeah, cooperative deck-building game for up to 4 students to ensure the safety of the school by defeating villains.
Yeah, for sure. It's...
Oh, someone has to be Neville.
Right, it's not... cooperative in that you're all working towards the same goal. Same, I guess if you describe it that way, then DC Deck Builder is cooperative. Like there is a deck of, well, I'm almost of supervillains in the DC Deck Builder, and you're all trying to capture the same supervillain, but whoever captures them gets the points and gets closer to being the winner.
I got you. And, I have played neither game, so right. I don't know. Yeah, there's 8 villain control tokens, so yeah, it sounds like you take out villains and, you know, earn something.
Yep, for sure. Victory points, I assume.
So you get 10, there's 10 Harry starting cards, 10 Ron starting cards.
Yep.
10 Hermione, 10 Neville.
Yep.
And then 102, like, you know, generico cards.
Well, that's probably the main deck.
Yeah, the Hogwarts.
That'll have spells and professors and things that will give you more power to buy more things to defeat the Death Eaters, I assume.
Sure. Makes sense.
Yeah. It just...
Give it a go and then report back.
It was a theme I figured you could get behind. Erica would probably also enjoy it. It'd be nice if it were more than 4 players, but 4 players is probably enough.
I did take a quick poke at looking at Jihad for that game.
Right.
And it looks like people have only made the base set, so it wouldn't be that many cards to learn and play with.
Right.
And we all know those cards.
Yeah.
You know, hurl some, you know, like a gate.
Yeah.
Throw a gate at you.
I remember how to throw a sewer lid.
Exactly. So I don't think that would be pretty easy to pick back up.
Right.
I'll have to see when Steam puts Tabletop Simulator back on sale.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted.